To see today's photos, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a smoky sunset over what I presume to be the grounds of Fort Ontario in Oswego, New York, comes to us from Celestial Blue Photography, as Rocco Sea shared a pair of photos yesterday on social media to document the strange phenomenon we in upstate New York experienced as Canadian wildfires literally have changed our atmosphere. The Canadian wildfires are so bad that their effects gave us a hazy day, an air quality that has been deemed unhealthy, explaining why I felt especially burdened while working outdoors yesterday. I believe the hazy, polluted air made me literally sick, as I experienced headaches and a sense of heaviness throughout the day yesterday. At day's end, I was tired and felt that I would be turning in early when I got home, but when I got my car at the end of the workday, my phone picked up where I had left off in worship, playing Maverick City Music's radio version of Fear Is Not My Future. And when the chorus kicked in, the Holy Spirit changed the atmosphere and my disposition to one of joy as I sang at the top of my labored lungs, "Hello, peace, hello, joy, hello, love, hello, strength, hello, hope, it's a new horizon." The lethargy from being subtly poisoned by a noxious atmosphere was expelled as I refreshed my lungs with the conditioned air of my car's interior and with the joy of proclaiming and receiving what God has for us when we trust in Him. I worshiped the Lord all the way home as that song was on repeat, and I received the energy I needed to complete my preparations for tonight's Celebrate Freedom Growth Group meeting. So, today's Wednesday, and even though the air quality report, this is the world we live in now, is still unhealthy, I will take precautions to limit my exposure outside today because I want to be fit and ready to encourage those who come to tonight's meeting, which is all about making the turn to God's ways instead of our own, as tonight's lesson is all about making the decision to commit our lives and wills over to God, in essence, to decide to live the surrendered life of a Christian disciple who trusts the Lord to renew our minds and transform our lives, to overcome our hurts, habits, or hang-ups, and to live the new abundant life of peace and joy that the Lord has for us. Of course, that decision is one we must make continually, as each day will test our resolve and tempt us to slink back into the darkness of a quote-unquote regular life of secrets, compromise, sin, and silence, where we go with the flow of the world system and follow our own path of selfish indulgence by ignoring the truth of the Word of God that tells us that the way we choose to live our lives really does matter, and that our salvation through faith in Jesus Christ was never intended to keep us content in a lifestyle of brokenness and sin. That when we chose Christ as our Savior, we were also supposed to make Him the Lord of our lives and follow His example by repenting and living life in the power of the Holy Spirit rather than the same old ways of the flesh. So we pray. We read the Word of God, and we practice what we preach by trying to live the life God would have us live by applying His wisdom to our lives. We apply the teaching and reap the benefits of walking in the spirit of peace, love, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and self-control, and of course, joy. And that brings us to our current series, where I am walking through the 28-Day Joy Challenge. Because we are encouraging ourselves and others, to find peace in our lives by increasing our capacity for joy and by building our emotional resilience through simple practices of quieting and appreciation. The 28-Day Joy Challenge is based on Dr. Marcus Warner and Chris Corsi's latest book, The 4 Habits of Joy-Filled People, and you can sign up to take it for free and purchase a variety of books from Warner and Corsi on the topic of joy by going to 4habits.org, and the link is on our blog today. So let's jump into day 6, which will direct us to remember joyful experiences we've had over the past week. And the 28-day joy challenge says, day six, your joy-filled week. Welcome to day six of the 28 Days to Joy Challenge. Today's encouragement, has your week felt lighter and more balanced? Or has the newness of practicing an unfamiliar exercise every day felt awkward? Either way, you're doing a great job starting new habits to build healthy rhythms of joy and peace into your life. Hang in there. It will get easier. Today's practice, exercise six. Today we practice remembering joy in the present and recent experiences. How this exercise will benefit you. Remembering times of joy from the past activates a joy response in our mind and body. This primes us for more joy in the present. Exercise steps. Take several minutes to reflect on special moments of joy from the past week. Share your joy with another person in the form of a conversational story, text, picture, or phone call. Have fun with this exercise. We pick up tomorrow with the more joy practice. And that's from our good friends at warhabits.org. When I looked at today's joy challenge, I was a little worried that I wouldn't have anything to report on from the past week. After all, my weekend backpacking trip to the cabin in the Vermont woods was beyond that time frame. And I was initially worried that I would be hard-pressed to remember anything joyful that happened since then. So I got out a sheet of paper and looked at the calendar to see just what exactly happened since last week, to see if there was any joy there. Well, today's Wednesday, and so last week, even though I had to work during the day, I spent the evening at Star Point Church leading the Celebrate Freedom Growth Group. So I remembered the joy of coming together with the other members of the group and encouraging one another and singing First Things First in worship and having a great night. So there was some joy. Thursday of last week, I had the day off from work and spent the day at River House, where I had the joy of listening to some Christian teachings and getting so much needed rest, taking a nap in the afternoon, and then and later enjoying my regular Bible study with my wife before going to bed. So I experienced the peace and some low-grade joy of not having to work, being somewhat productive and receiving Christian teaching, and getting rest. Friday, I took care of business. I had the day off, but I was being ultra-productive by getting my car's oil changed, mowing my lawn, and then I ran off to watch a movie. Granted, it was a bad one. To my friends that enjoy the macabre, avoid the boogeyman like the plague, as the movie was terrible. The humanoid spider monster in the shadows who doesn't speak didn't produce any thrills or chills and actually bored me to sleep. Before going to my countryside home, where I enjoyed a good meal and an evening with my wife. So I experienced the joy of getting her done, a free movie theater bucket of popcorn for my June birthday, and from being reunited with the one I love. Saturday, I spent the day with my wife, where we visited with her father for a time as he was volunteering for Operate Adopt a Soldier, before I headed over to Star Point Church for the Man Up event, where I got to enjoy the company of my brothers-in-law and awesome messages from Pastor Jack Graham and New York baseball legend Daryl Strawberry. So great relational joy was experienced with my wife and in-laws and from receiving encouragement for the path from two great Christian witnesses. Sunday, I enjoyed producing another Bible study with the Singatis, relational joy and the joy of Bible study in one, before going to church to hear another awesome message from Pastor Jack Graham, before going back to Riverhouse to rest up for the upcoming work week. Monday, I worked, but that went okay. All's well that ends well, anyway. The joy of overcoming challenges and learning from my mistakes. And then I was given the joy of encouraging a brother in Christ as a former student from an online Freedom in Christ course, and I reconnected for discipleship and encouragement via Zoom. Relational joy and purpose. So there's that. And then Tuesday and yesterday, the joy of praising the Lord in song at the end of the rough day, and the joy of completing my preparations for tonight's meeting. So after I looked at all this, I realized that my decision to follow the Lord with the way I live gives me so many opportunities for joy that it isn't even funny. I may have a busy life, but it is filled with meaning, purpose, and joy. And while I am far from perfect, food choices were compromised a few times during the tail end of my vacation, I didn't fall into any of the sins or negative mind states that plagued my life in my pre-Christ existence. And this is why I podcast and blog, to encourage others, you, that a life of continuous freedom, victory, peace, and joy is possible when you decide to follow the Lord with the way you live. So if you are hard-pressed to remember any instances of joy in the last week, change your focus and start following the Lord in earnest. His pathway is a way of purity and peace, and is paved with joy. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 51:10, and the Word of God says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me." Today's verse encourages us to repent by asking the Lord to change us from the inside out. Psalm 51 is David's repentance psalm, and it encourages us to turn from our sin and to turn to the Lord, and to do it at a heart level. When we decide to surrender completely to the Lord, He gives us a heart to do His will. But we have to be real. We have to ask Him to help us, and to follow where He leads, without question. When we step out in faith and do what God directs us to do, He rewards us with growth in the Spirit and changes our stone cold heart of stone, a little redundant there, into a heart of flesh that beats with His love and compels us to share and show that love to the world around us. So pray that prayer and let the Lord change your heart and give you a renewed spirit that is loyal to fulfill His purposes for your life. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, and we continue in sharing from Chapter 7, which is on the Holy Spirit and Christ. And today, the section is called A Joint Mission. So the joint mission, I would imagine, is the mission that you take on by walking in the Spirit. Of course, you'll have to go to mtforchrist.org to look at that resource at the end of today's blog post to see what it is that actually what it actually is that A.W. Pink writes about. But it is based on a joint mission. And I'm thinking the joint mission is probably us and the Holy Spirit walking together to do the Lord's will for our lives. So maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. You'll never know unless you check out that resource at the end of today's blog post. And as always, at the end of today's blog post, there's an encouragement to join our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast and our YouTube channel for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. These are fundamental teachings that are based on the Word of God and the teachings of Dr. Neil Anderson. That we found very impactful, as they teach about who you are in Christ and the spiritual forces of darkness that may plague us. And they also give you a pathway towards peace, the steps to freedom in Christ, prayerful repentance process where you commit yourself completely to the Lord and free yourself from all the personal and spiritual conflicts that you may have. So we recommend you get that teaching and apply it to your life by going through the steps to freedom in Christ. And I'm happy to say, like I said, I'm encouraging somebody who had walked away from doing the steps, someone who decided, I'm good, I don't need the steps to freedom in Christ, and then found out, you know, shortly thereafter, we're talking a matter of months, whose life fell apart, basically, in major ways. And what would have been different if they had decided to follow the teaching they had originally signed up for? Well, we don't worry about that. We don't beat anyone up for the mistakes they've made, but we rejoice when they turn back to God and decide to get her done and you know, to actually follow the Lord in earnest. And we're looking forward to do that in the weeks ahead with our friend that we helped on Monday. And we're encouraged to help the people tonight that come to the Freedom in Christ growth group that covers recovery and discipleship and building joy, or at least I'm trying to encourage it that way. And I'm encouraged by the people that show up. You know, that's the thing about discipleship. When we encourage people in our faith, we get encouraged too. So that's why I do this as well. The podcast and blog encourage me too, to keep on walking and talking with God. So we encourage you to do that. And as always, if you're not studying the Bible, you're missing something. And so that's why we do a Bible study every week and every day. We do an independent Bible study in the morning. I'm just reading a couple chapters myself. At night, I read a chapter with my wife before we go to bed, or, you know, before we say goodbye and turn in. Once a week, I meet with a couple friends. We produce a Bible study called Bible Study with the Sincatis. You know, the Word of God is filled with wisdom, and it all applies to us somehow, in some way. So we should study it. So we encourage that as well. Join our Bible study by going to YouTube and checking out Bible Study with the Sincatis, if you need one. Anyway, it is Wednesday. I look forward to tonight's meeting. I think I'm going to mask up maybe today because the air was toxic yesterday. I don't know. You know, it's scary to think that, you know, things that can happen in another country have an effect on you. But that just shows you how we're all interconnected and through God's creation, and that what we say and do in our lives really matters. So we should follow the Lord and His wisdom in that, to experience the abundant life that He has for us. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank You for another day in Your kingdom. Lord, we thank You so much for all that You've done for us, the life-giving Spirit that, you know, infuses our lives with purpose and meaning every day as we just simply walk with You and remember who we are in Christ and, you know, decide to walk in that direction that You've set before us. Lord, we just pray for anyone who's listening or reading today's message, Lord, that You would come alongside them in their prayer request and their walk of faith. Because, Lord, we all need Your help, and we need it today and every day. So we're asking for it. You know, create in us a clean heart and give us a loyal spirit to follow You, because we need it and we want to follow You. So help us turn away from the things of the past and turn towards Your path that leads to peace and joy. Lord, as always, we ask You to go before us today. Set things up for us as best You can, as the sovereign God does. And we'll try to recognize the blessings as they come. And Lord, open our eyes to the things You want us to see and lead our steps in the things You want us to do. As all we want to do is represent You and Your kingdom every day to share and show the love that You've given us. Lord, we thank You, we praise You, we love You, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.